the Scottish Highlands, a rugged realm of mist-covered mountains, ancient glens, and lochs that breathe with shifting light. This is a land shaped by stone and storm, where the echoes of clans, castles, and centuries still drift across open heather moors. Wind carves the valleys, rivers cut through history, and forgotten pathways follow the footsteps of those who endured its beauty and its hardship. Yet beyond the dramatic landscapes lies the quiet spirit of the Highland people, whose resilience and traditions remain rooted in this wild corner of Britain. This is the Highlands, timeless, untamed, and deeply alive. Far along the western edge of the Highlands, beyond winding passes and rising slopes, the story of Applecross begins in a landscape that feels untouched by time. Where mountains descend toward a silver sea, and mist settles across the quiet peninsula. For centuries, this remote place has been shaped by isolation, with early settlements rising near sheltered waters that offered food, passage, and a fragile link to the wider world. Old routes cross the high ridges, guiding travelers who moved slowly between coast and inland valleys, carrying fragments of belief and memory. The land here shaped life with its long winters, shifting tides, and open skies that brought both promise and challenge. Its early communities learned to rely on the natural rhythms of the sea and the protective curve of the hills, building a life that moved with each season. Over time, the remoteness of Applecross created a quiet strength. Storm winds carved the shoreline. Ridges held stories of clans, migrations, and moments of hardship that linger like echoes across the moors. The peninsula endured periods of change as people left its edges during times of pressure and upheaval, yet the land remained constant with its sweeping views and deep silence. This sense of distance shaped a culture rooted in resilience, where traditions and knowledge were preserved through memory and landscape. Today, Applecross stands as one of the last wild corners of Britain, reached only by narrow roads that rise through stark mountains before descending toward the sea. The village rests between ancient stone, shifting light, and the vast openness of the western coast. Its history endures in the contours of the land and in the calm that settles over the water each evening. This is Applecross, a place where the past and the wild still move together. High within a valley carved by ancient ice, where steep walls rise in solemn silence, the story of Glencoe begins in a landscape filled with shadow, memory, and striking beauty. The glen opens like a long corridor between towering slopes, guiding wind, mist, and drifting light across a place shaped by deep geological time. Early paths followed the floor of the valley, leading travelers between coasts, ridges, and settlements that depended on its sheltered terrain. Clans lived along its edges, drawing strength from the rivers, forests, and high passes that created both refuge and challenge. As history moved forward, Glencoe became a place marked by conflict. Its steep walls carried the weight of a tragic event that echoed far beyond the valley, imprinting itself upon the collective memory of the Highlands. The land absorbed the sorrow of that moment, holding it within the folds of its mountains and the silence of its forests. Yet even through hardship, the people of the Glen remained shaped by endurance and connection to the rugged world around them. Storms crossed the valley floor, snow pressed against the peaks. Each season tested those who called the Glen home, forging a bond between community and landscape that grew stronger with time. In the present day, Glencoe stands as one of Scotland's most dramatic places, where rising cliffs and wide vistas reveal the power of natural forces that sculpted the valley. Its wild beauty draws travelers who follow the winding route through its heart, seeing the way sunlight transforms rock, grass, and water. The Glen remains alive with history, shaped by ancient glaciers and human struggle, yet defined most of all by the resilience of its land. This is Glencoe, a place where the past lingers in every shift of wind and every quiet sweep of the mountains. Far along the wild western coast, where deep waters settle between rugged highland slopes, the story of Ullapool begins in a sheltered corner shaped by sea winds and shifting light. For centuries, this landscape has carried the rhythm of tides, the call of distant birds, and the quiet resilience of those who made their lives beside the lock. Its white houses, set against dark hills and silver horizons, reflect a place formed by both isolation and opportunity. The coastline offered safety, the waters offered passage, and the mountains guarded every approach. Ullapool rose from a deliberate vision, built as a fishing settlement during a time when the demand for harvests from the sea reshaped communities across the north. Boats once lined the shore, their journeys reaching into cold currents that promised sustenance and trade. The surrounding terrain, carved by ancient glaciers, framed daily life with steep ridges and long shadows that shifted across the loch. Storms arrived without warning, carving stories into memory and strengthening the bond between people and place. Through these cycles of calm and hardship, Ullapool carried on, adapting to changing tides and the slow transformation of the highlands. In the modern era, the village became a gateway to distant isles, sending ferries across open water while the hills stood unchanged above. Travelers reached its quiet harbor in search of solitude, history, and the untouched quality of the surrounding wilderness. Yet beneath the surface, beauty lies a deeper narrative of endurance, shaped by generations who learned to read the sea and trust the land. The village remains a testament to human persistence on the edge of vast natural forces. And in the soft glow of morning, or the fading colors of dusk, Ullapool still feels like a place suspended between water and sky, holding the long memory of the highlands. Far along the windswept rim of northern Scotland, where the land narrows into quiet headlands and the Atlantic rolls in long silver lines, the story of Durness begins in a landscape shaped by remoteness and raw northern weather. Its cliffs rise in pale stone walls above wide beaches, forming one of the last wild edges of mainland Britain, a place where early settlers carved their lives from sparse soil and shifting light. The first communities followed the curve of the coast, moving between sheltered inlets and grassy slopes that offered glimpses of safety against the powerful sea. Old paths trace their movements still, crossing moors that carry the memory of forgotten homes and long journeys taken under a sky that never truly rests. As centuries passed, the land endured waves of hardship that tested every settlement along these northern shores. Storm seasons pushed the sea into the bays with relentless force, reshaping beaches and carving deep scars into the cliffs that guarded the village. At times, the coastline became a barrier rather than a refuge, isolating the people who lived here and forcing them to rely on their knowledge of tides, winds, and the narrow passages through surrounding hills. Yet this isolation also protected their traditions, preserving stories of early clans, sea wanderers, and travelers who crossed the headlands in search of new beginnings. Over time, the dramatic landscape became both challenge and strength, guiding the village through periods of change while anchoring it firmly to the northern world. Today, Durness stands as a quiet testament to endurance, surrounded by untouched sands, towering rock faces, and the distant horizons that define the far edge of Scotland. It remains a place where history is shaped by sea spray, where light moves across the land in long sweeping arcs, and where the spirit of the Highlands continues to live in its timeless and solitary beauty. Along the quiet waters of a sheltered Highland bay, where soft light settles on calm tides and gentle hills rise behind a curve of whitewashed homes, the story of Plockton begins in a landscape shaped by sea, weather, and the long memory of coastal life. This serene place grew from a natural harbor that offered protection from storms, allowing early settlers to build a village that found its rhythm in fishing, trade, and the steady arrival of boats that carried stories from distant shores. The environment shaped its identity as warm ocean currents drifted through the bay, creating a mild climate that allowed unexpected palm trees to rise along the waterfront and giving Plockton a character unlike any other Highland settlement. For generations, the sea was both guide and challenge as families relied on its tides for their livelihood while facing the unpredictability of shifting winds and changing seasons. History moved through these shores as small communities adapted to hardship, learned the patterns of the water, and built a sense of resilience that endured through times of change. As the modern era approached, Plockton remained deeply rooted in its environment, preserving the look and spirit of a coastal village shaped by tradition, while welcoming new paths through art, learning, and the quiet inspiration of its surroundings. The conflict of isolation and opportunity shaped its story as the village balanced the need to protect its heritage with the desire to connect to a wider world. In this tension, Plockton found its strength, blending past and present in a place where the land remains calm yet powerful, and the sea continues to define the rhythm of daily life. The climax of its story unfolds in the harmony between nature and community, where sheltered waters, gentle landscapes, and enduring history create a Highland village that feels timeless and deeply alive. Far along the quiet reaches of the Northwest Highlands, Life in Torridon begins beneath towering sandstone mountains that rise in soft layers of ancient color. These summits formed over immense stretches of time, shaped by wind, frost, and slow drifting seasons. The land opens into glens and narrow lochs where still water mirrors the shifting sky. Small clusters of homes sit against the slopes, holding a rhythm shaped by the northern weather. For generations, this remote corner was tied to sea roots and rugged ground. Old paths cross the valleys, guiding movement between sheltered bays and high passes. Communities grew around fishing, herding, and the steady knowledge of the land. Every season demanded patience, and every journey required an understanding of the terrain. The landscape offered little softness, yet it guided those who learned to read its moods. Harsh storms often swept across the region. Long winters isolated families, leaving only the silence of hills and the distant call of the sea. These conditions forced strength, and the people carried that strength through time. Stone walls, scattered crofts, and ancient tracks still hold signs of what they endured. Nature pressed against them, yet they remained anchored to the place that defined their lives. Today, Torridon stands as a meeting point between deep history and a powerful landscape. The mountains glow in changing light, shifting from pale morning tones to dark evening shadows. Lochs stretch through the valleys like quiet passages through time. The community remains small, yet its connection to the land feels immense. Here, the highlands speak through wind and water and stone. Here, the story of Torridon continues, shaped by age, weather, and the enduring spirit of a place that has never bowed to the world beyond its borders. High above the wide waters of sky, the story of Portree begins in a sheltered bay. Where bright houses line the curve of a quiet harbor. This coastal setting forms a gateway to the rugged heart of the island. A place shaped by wind, stone, and shifting light. The village grew along natural contours that rise gently toward the jagged ridges beyond, giving Portree a position that feels both protected and exposed. In its early days, the harbor served as a lifeline for distant communities scattered across the island. Boats carried supplies over restless seas and tied the village to wider Highland histories. Clans once crossed these landscapes, moving through steep valleys and hidden passes that now surround the town like ancient guardians. land carried stories of loyalty and loss, leaving traces in the hills that rise over Portree. Storms have long tested this coastline. The cliffs above the harbour face constant winds that sweep in from the Atlantic, shaping both land and memory. Waterfalls tumble from high slopes after heavy rains, feeding streams that cut sharp lines into the rock. The mountains, known as the Cuilan, stand to the south, dark and immense, creating a skyline that defines the region. Their presence draws travellers, but for the people of Portree, these peaks have always been part of daily life and resilience. Over time, the village learned to adapt to its dramatic surroundings. Fishermen relied on the reach of the sea, while shepherds moved along quiet hillsides. Colourful cottages became markers of the harbour, bright against grey stone and rolling clouds. Today, the village still holds that balance between isolation and connection, shaped by the rhythms of tide, weather, and the enduring spirit of sky. Far along the narrow Sea Loch, Kinlochleven rises at the edge of mountains and water, a village shaped by both industry and wilderness. Its hydro-powered smelter once brought light, labor, and a surge of human energy to this remote corner, carving a chapter of determination into rugged terrain. The village grew along the loch's edges, whitewashed houses standing against steep hillsides, reflecting both survival and adaptation. Rivers and trails wind through surrounding hills, guiding those who move between forested slopes and open highland ridges. Mist drifts over abandoned machinery, while the roar of waterfalls echoes across glens, a reminder of the forces shaping both land and life. In winter, snow crowns the peaks above, blanketing paths that once carried workers, traders, and travelers into the heart of the highlands. Summer light glimmers across the loch, revealing fishing boats, rippling waters, and quiet corners where nature reclaims space once filled with industry. The mountains around Kinlochleven hold ancient sandstone and granite, standing as silent witnesses to centuries of human effort and endurance. Every trail, river, and glen tells a story of resilience, of communities navigating isolation and forging connections with the land. The highland air, crisp and untamed, carries both the scent of pine and salt from the loch, binding memory and landscape together. Even now, walkers and adventurers follow these trails, tracing the footsteps of those who came before, seeking beauty, challenge, and solitude. Kinlochleven remains a village where history, nature, and human spirit converge. A living testament to life at the edge of wilderness. Here, every glen and waterfall speaks of survival. Every stone and path carries the imprint of hands that shaped and endured this highland world.